good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to A Progressive Life. And I think we just got Dr. Feynman in on the tip of the nose.
Yes, I tried. It was busy signals, and then someone said hello and hung up on me when I called a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Just got on. It was frustrating, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was the one that said hello, but I couldn't hear anything. So apparently our phones were a little crazy today.
Yes, and also I've told you, sometimes when I'm speaking to you, not today, the phone is very low where I have trouble hearing you, but today it seems fine.
Okay, good. And we had a little trouble with my microphone earlier in the show, so...
Oh, I see.
Maybe we have a little connection problem, but
yes.
Hopefully we're good now.
Yes.
I can hear you fine, you can hear me fine.
Perfectly fine. I wish it would be this way every week, but sometimes it's very low, so
yeah.
I have to ask you to repeat things, which I don't like to have to do, but, you know, if I can't hear, I have to ask.
Right. Well, now, I can see how strong you're coming across on my board, and even when you've told me you couldn't hear me, my board was saying it was very strong. So apparently the folks that are listening can hear. It's just you and me that are struggling.
Yes.
And thank you for correcting us on John Adams
as
opposed to Samuel Adams.
Oh, my God, no.
Well,
Sam Adams would not be happy that people comparing him to his cousin because they didn't get along very well.
I was going to say,
Sam Adams was a radical figure, and John Adams defended the soldiers of the Boston Massacre, so they weren't on the best of terms all the time.
Tell us a little bit more about Samuel.
Well, Sam Adams, of course, is the main revolutionary leader along with Patrick Henry. If you had to pick out two people that really were the major radical figures, it was those two. And Sam Adams provoked the Boston, not provoked the massacre, but provoked the situation that became the Boston Massacre.
Right.
Then the Boston Tea Party also. So he is a more radical figure, and that's why he was not as well liked by other founding fathers.
Okay, now we know. And I have not been asked to depict Samuel Adams. I've been asked to depict Mr. Buchanan, and we had the gentleman on. I don't know if you were listening, but the gentleman who decided that I was going to be President Buchanan.
Is that what was on? I didn't know that. Okay.
I'm going to have to ask him why he decided to have me do him, but we'll do that privately. What did you think of my picture of me being Bernardo on our page?
I think you look great. You know, you look like someone who should have had a career in acting, really.
Yeah.
In Hollywood, you know, you really look good.
Well, I spent 2 years as an actor, a professional actor, but I found out I couldn't memorize lines. That's not good for professional actors.
Yeah, were you in any films?
I'm sorry?
Were you in any films or only on stage?
No. We did stage. A local stage outside of Chicago. I was at the Bridgeview Dinner Theater all one summer, no, 2 summers.
Well, that's something.
And,
wow.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. It's where I met Muddy Waters.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even know who he was. I sat down. I sat down at a bar at the Bridgeview Dinner Theater, and this African-American gentleman sitting next to me, we started talking, and he introduced himself. He said, "I'm Muddy Waters," and I said, "I'm Glenn Coble," and it made no sense to me. I didn't know who Muddy Waters was.
You know, imagine if life had been different. You might have been an actor, and I might have been a senator.
Wouldn't that have been wonderful? I really told my mother I wanted to be president of the United States.
Yes, I never wanted to be that. As I told you, I think last week, yeah. I wanted to be a U.S. senator.
Yeah, you did.
So.
Well, I think you would have made a great one, and you have a mind for it. You know things. You read stuff and know it. I read stuff and forget it.
Well, I don't know if you necessarily forget it. You just have troubles remembering. How about that?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, I would normally blame it on being 75 years old, but I couldn't remember when I was 25. I have always had a horrible memory. Oh, well.
And I've always had, thank God, a great memory.
Oh,
people
yeah.
told me that. I can get up and give a lecture without any notes.
Yeah, that is phenomenal. And I can give a speech without notes. I usually have notes, but I can give a speech if it's about a subject I know about. Like athletics.
I've always said, you don't get up to speak unless you know what you're talking about.
Yes,
Otherwise, you're making yourself look foolish.
Yes, you absolutely
So you have to know your stuff. You know, the same with acting. You have to know your lines, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, and one of the reasons why I am no longer a politician is because I didn't memorize all the right stuff, I guess. I don't know. Excuse me, I have a runny nose, so you may hear me snuffling.
Oh, I hope you're all right.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, let's talk about Ukraine.
Yes.
What's going to happen? You got any ideas what's going to happen? It sounds to me, I'll tell you what. I will tell you what I post. I haven't posted on Twitter in a long time, but I posted yesterday, or 2 days ago. There are children that are going to bed on Wednesday or Thursday night that will be dead the next day because of some jerk like Putin who's trying to let everybody know how large his genitalia is. And I said, and then I had a little tagline at the end that says, there are people like that in the USA. So.
It's impossible to know his mind because he's a very disturbed person. I'm talking about Putin. I do think that if Trump was still in the White House, he would have gone in already, and Trump would not have promoted NATO being strong, and it would have occurred. I think Biden has done, I don't know what will happen, but I think he's done a great job of strengthening NATO and making very clear to Putin what's, of course, he's not going to have combat troops, but that there's going to be a real price to pay economically and otherwise, if he goes in, and if he dares to go into Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, or Poland, former communist nations under the Soviet orbit, and now part of NATO, then it's World War III, and we send troops, and it's like World War I. That's the terrifying thing.
That is.
But the theory is he won't, but I wouldn't put anything past him. But I have a feeling he knows that Biden is serious, and I'm just going to write today, I haven't done it yet in my blog, these people say, Biden needs to take a cognitive test. Bull feathers. He doesn't need one. He stumbles a little bit in words. Who doesn't? But he has made very strong speeches lately, and he does a great job, and the idea that he can't handle the job that people like Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham say is pure bull feathers. And you know when I say bull feathers, what I'm trying to say. I think that Biden is showing how tough he is, and he might be an old guy, 79, but I think Putin knows he's met his match, and I'm very proud of him. And proud of his backing up NATO while Trump was ready to take us out of NATO, it looked. So I think, if anything, this really helps Biden for the future, whether he runs or not. I think his reputation, he's going to look like Kennedy in the Cuban Missile Crisis, especially if it works out that Putin backs off, which I sense he is, but can't be sure.
No,
if he doesn't, he certainly knows that, he certainly shows that, that Putin knows Biden means business.
Yeah. Now, I wonder, and this is pure speculation, I wonder if there were agreements made when Trump was in office with Mr. Putin about what might go on.
I am sure of it. He doesn't care about people's freedom, our former president.
Oh, I don't think so.
He is a fascist. And, it's funny because people say Putin was a communist. He was, and there's not that much difference in reality between a communist dictatorship or a fascist dictatorship. But I think it's more fascist now, even though he was a KGB agent, because you've got all these wealthy billionaires and millionaires around him that are ripping off the people of the Russian Federation. And what really needs to happen is, it can only happen, a people's uprising and overthrow of the corrupt government of Putin. But it's not going to be easy to do that. But realistically, he's more of a fascist, but with Soviet communist background.
Well, it just seems to me everything's falling into place. Like, if Trump had won, we would be in the Soviet bloc by now.
Well, he certainly would not. I'm sure he would have repudiated. He's backing away from NATO, was insulting everybody. I think he would have said, we're out of NATO. And he probably would have even applauded him and said, it's his neighbor, he has a right to do it, because he's right next to him. No, he does not have a right. So I think, thank God, Biden is in the White House, not Trump.
Well, now,
no matter what happens,
Canada has really been supporting us quite strong, quite obviously, and supporting Ukraine. Our neighbors on both North and South would like to have Russia take over us so that they could run into those countries.
No.
So I can't imagine what in the world, I don't know.
But meanwhile, Canada, that trucker strike over vaccinations, outrageous. And I'm glad that he declared whatever it's, I don't know if it's martial law, the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, but some kind of fact that he can take away these people's businesses and all kinds of things if they don't stop it. So they stopped it, you know, because he really, you know, he laid down the law.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, and I wrote about it yesterday, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul supported undermining of America's public health and economy by backing these people,
right.
And particularly in the case of Rand Paul, he said he hoped that they would mess up the Super Bowl,
yeah.
And then they would mess up the State of the Union in Washington, D.C. on March 1st and mess up a lot of cities. These people are seditionists and traitors, both of them, Cruz and Paul. They were horrendous years ago when they ran in 16. I thought they were more dangerous at the time than even Trump, because I didn't think Trump was going anywhere. And these two men, they are disgraceful. I'm sorry. But it's true, and I just wrote about it, that these people have gone way beyond the pale in supporting the trucker strike and fighting against vaccinations.
Well, now, I was listening to them talking with Trudeau yesterday. He didn't really want to have to do that, to be that strong, but
yes.
It came down to it, and apparently they found out that there were really only three or four of the big rigs that were part of the protest. Most of the trucks that were part of the protest were little pickup trucks. Now, there were a lot of semis that were caught on the bridge because they were just caught there, but most of the truckers, I think 90% of the truckers are vaccinated.
To not be vaccinated now, you have to be a moron. I'm sorry. It's just ridiculous. It's not. People are vaccinated all their lives in the military, in school, and many jobs, you know, other kinds of things they require. You do what you have to do, and you have to think of public health and safety, not just yourself. But
well,
you still have people who don't care about that.
And it's so silly because, truly, an infinitesimal tiny amount side effects happen from taking the shot.
Yeah,
probably the worst is a sore arm.
Meanwhile, it saves lives. And
yeah.
Most of the people getting sick and going to the hospital and dying now are people who have not had it, and many of them, as they're dying, wish they had.
Well, now, I listened to a person on the radio saying, it was on our station, and he was a doctor, saying that he was a little concerned about having to take a fourth shot. I didn't know that we needed to do that.
Maybe not yet, but I'm sure we will have to do it annually, like a flu shot.
And
I get a flu shot every year.
Yeah, why would you care? You get a flu shot all the time.
Yeah, big deal. And sure, once in a blue moon, as they say, you might have somebody who is harmed. It happens.
Yeah.
Anything is not 100%, but it's such a small infinitesimal percent that, you know, it's just the way life is. Some people don't have luck, so that's the way it goes. But 98-99% of the time, everything works out fine.
Well, I think if it were 100% safe, I think there'd still be people that would say, I don't want to take the shot.
Well, because they defy science, and they think that,
right.
that they're smart because they had an education from years ago, which is out of date.
And quite frankly, I think a lot of people that don't want to take a shot started out just, I don't want to get a shot. That hurts. There's a little sting in it. And then they built it up. They rationalized it so that they now can say, well, it's bad for you.
Well, I think it's a weakness of character, and it shows no concern for anybody but yourself. And that's not the way the world can work. We only think of me, myself, and I all the time. But there are plenty of people like that, and Donald Trump's one of them. And even he had the vaccinations.
Yeah.
He was trying to keep it secret. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. There's no argument anymore on this, you know, as far as I'm concerned. But you're always going to have people who are going to refuse to do it, and that's why the pandemic continues.
Well, now, the word civilization, the root word of civilization is civil.
Yes. It can be civilized.
Yeah. And I would think that this is the best way to be civilized.
Yes.
To care about the civil, to care about the population.
Public health and safety is priority. Yes, has to be. Always.
Well, most people really don't. I did a little business last week about self-interest, and most people are really run by self-interest.
Well, of course, self-interest is part of one's existence.
Yeah.
Of course, but it shouldn't be solely, that's all I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
Of course, we have to think how things are going to benefit me, but not how they're going to affect me. But you have to consider those around you as well, because that's the only way a society can function.
Well, I was trying to think about all the people that we respect throughout history.
Yes.
Are all what I would call civilized. They all care about other people.
Yes.
And all of the people that we disrespect are those like Hitler and Mussolini, people like that, who didn't care about anything but themselves.
And Trump, I hate to say it, he's in that category. He doesn't care about his own family.
Yeah.
He would sell his own children out if he had to.
Well, at least, yeah.
And his wife?
I was going to say
she stays with him because she stays with him for the money, but she herself is far worse than Mary Todd Lincoln, in my mind.
You think she's that crazy?
Not crazy, but I think she's a horrible person. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know?
I have really no opinion of her than I think she's overrated as a beauty queen.
Well, she definitely is. No, I mean, she's all right looking, but I wonder how much of that is Botox.
And how much of it was surgery, and how much of it was makeup, and, you know, and wearing the right clothes, and wearing the right bustier that holds them up.
Yes, phony as anything. Their family is a phony family, all about themselves. But I swear, if it had to be a choice of him or his children going to prison, he would want them to go to prison. He wouldn't say that, but all he thinks about is himself. He'd be on the Titanic, he'd be the last one, or the first one to get off, and leave behind his wife. I could see it.
I just saw the other day on a show that the violin that supposedly the lead of the orchestra on the Titanic was playing Nearer My God to Thee, the violin was auctioned.
Oh, really?
$1.5 million or something like that.
How much?
$1.5 million, something.
That's all?
Well, you got that in petty change? I don't.
I was thinking even more. This is starring violin.
Well, it's really in bad shape. It actually it floated for 5 days before they found it, so it's not in good shape.
Oh, boy.
I have a violin in my closet. I played violin for several years. And
Boy, you're so talented, my gosh.
You're too kind. But I didn't play it very well. I did play it pretty well. I was playing the Chopin Symphony Orchestra for a while. But
wow.
Anyway, the violin that I have is in better shape, and it's not in good shape at all than his. That violin looked like it had been, you know, it looked like it had floated for 5 days on the salt water.
But the thing is, how do they know for sure that is that violin?
Oh, they do know it because it has a plaque on the back side of it because it was given to the man who played it, and it has a plaque on it that says this was such and such's violin.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't put there after the fact. It was put there before. So, yeah, they did.
Well, how do they know that it was before? They claim it is.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's kind of like, is Buchanan gay or not? Somebody claimed he was.
Actually, yeah, I think he was both. And who cares? I didn't bring it up in class. I said, who cares? I just mentioned it.
Yeah, well, that's what one of the girls that dated him kind of implied.
He was actually engaged.
Yeah,
so, I think a lot of people would not willing to admit it probably are both ways, as we would say, you know.
No.
They prefer one, but they go both ways.
The woman,
I don't think it's that uncommon.
The woman that he was engaged to, I believe, they think committed suicide.
Supposedly, yeah, from what I understand, yes. And so he was shocked by it, and maybe that's why he swore, I think if he swore off women, you know, I don't know, meaning that he was no longer interested. It might have stunned him psychologically, you know.
He did say something to the effect the love of his life was now gone, or something like that, you know, something.
Yes, but he had a close relationship with the vice president under Franklin Pierce, Rufus King, who only served 1 month, by the way, as VP. He was sworn in Havana, Cuba. He couldn't make the inauguration. He was on vacation, and he got sick, and he died in Cuba, but he was sworn in Cuba to be VP on month is Peter, died a month later. But the fact is, for years before, Rufus King lived with James Buchanan, and Andrew Jackson made funny comments about them claiming that they were a couple. So that's why I think most people think that he probably was gay, or at least bi. So he probably was. They were very close. That's all we know, but hard to say.
Yeah, I think he made a comment something like, he was the better half of implying that, you know.
Yeah, and also, at that time, a lot of men back then in letters would write, my dear, and people think that means something. Because, my dear Frank, if you're a male, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. People are much more flowery in writing, very different from doing texting on smartphones now.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. We kept that going on for a long time, that kind of flowery language.
Yes, and I think it was great.
Yeah, my father wrote that way.
Yes.
He would send a letter. Yeah, he was. He had three children.
Well, he could have children and also be gay.
That's true.
One has nothing to do with the other. He can be married and be gay.
Well, I know where my dad was at all times. My dad was in church.
It's so funny.
Well, I don't know where I was going with that.
This is the train lady. Everybody switch sides.
Okay, where are we going now?
The section of Trump's accounting firm.
Yes, Trump's accounting firm.
I think this is really, it's going to end up facing prosecution for sure in New York from the Attorney General, Letitia James, who's a tough lady and happens to be African-American, and I'm delighted in the thought because she's such a racist that an African-American Attorney General is going after him and has the goods on him.
Wouldn't that be perfect?
I think it'd be perfect. But then the Georgia District Attorney going after him about trying to pressure the Georgia Secretary of State is also African-American female.
Right.
So this is really like a double whammy. And even in D.C., the Attorney General in D.C., not the U.S. Attorney General, but the D.C., I think it's called Attorney General, is also an African-American female.
Yes.
So you can have three people going after him. It just happens to be they're all women who are black.
They have one other thing that they're similar with. They're all tough as nails.
Oh, yes. You don't mess with women generally because they're better educated. And I think this is the time for black women to come into their own, like we have our vice president, who you and I very much admire. And we're going to have a future black woman on the Supreme Court. Any of the people mentioned are perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I would argue better qualified than Amy Coney Barrett, for instance.
I would too.
So, they can, you know, these people can make comments about, like, including Ted Cruz, who forgets that he's Hispanic himself, Cuban. But I guess he doesn't think of it that way, you know. But talking about the Titanic, and then we can get off this, I've often thought in my mind that if I could ever recreate the Titanic, and I'm joking here, I'd want to put Paul and Cruz, Jan Paul and Ted Cruz, on it and leave them alone and have it sink.
But you know what? They would be the two that would dress up like ladies and jump onto one of the
Well, look what Ted Cruz did. He rushed off to Mexico due to that winter trouble last year in Texas, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, that may have been in their plans all along. Who knows?
Yeah, and Rand Paul is a libertarian, which means he has no regard for anybody else except himself, just like his father, who's still around and still nutty.
Is his father still around?
Anti-Semite in the 80s, Ron Paul. These people are terrible, but they get elected. But Rand Paul faces an election this year. Hopefully he can be defeated.
Well, we have an interesting election coming up here. We have a primary where three guys are all running for the same position, all in the Republican Party. And the incumbent is, it's county commissioner, and the incumbent is there.
And what position is this for?
I think it's for a county commissioner. And it's kind of odd that he, who was elected pretty easily, would be primaried by two other Republicans.
Is he anti-Trump, the one in office?
I don't think any of them have any of those inklings. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe they have Trumpites that are running against him, because maybe he hasn't spoken up supporting Trump.
I don't think so.
Deal.
We had Dr. I can't remember his last name. Graves, was it? Anyway, we had one on this morning. I got to meet him, and he didn't seem like he was a Trumpite, but I don't.
And meanwhile, I understand for this, there's a position of Secretary of State, I think, in Ohio.
That's what our mayor is running for, yes.
But I think it's that position. I just saw the news in Ohio.
No, not Secretary of State.
She's claiming that she has supernatural powers, and she's, yeah. I don't know, somebody in Ohio went crazy that she really is a nut, that she was a Trumpite. I'm confused with the details. And, of course, Josh Mandel is running for the Senate. He's an absolute nightmare. Unbelievable, you know?
Well, and I just made a mistake. Our mayor is running for state treasurer.
State treasurer?
Yeah. He will have to forego his last year if he gets elected.
State treasurer. That's what Mandel was in the past, Josh. Mandel was state
treasurer of Ohio,
Point though is Ohio politics like Florida. I've been really going after DeSantis this week with a couple of articles on my blog. He is really a nightmare, what he is doing and what he's advocating. And I think he's more dangerous than George Wallace was.
You think so?
Absolutely,
yes. Do you think he is as racist as George Wallace was?
Well, maybe not in the same fashion quite like he was.
Yeah.
But honestly, he doesn't want to deal with refugee children coming into the state, and he's just so many different issues. He's so far to the right that, you know, he's like he's a mini Trump. And so I'm not going to say, I think you could say he's a white supremacist, but I'm not sure if you would say he's a racist. It's, you know, there might be a difference between those. But let's say I think he's a very dangerous guy, extremely dangerous. And I said he's authoritarian oriented, and I just said that in my article. I said that that the thing is that, you know, here's a man who is trying to prevent any discussion of sexuality in schools, who is promoting to limit educators and teach you the truth of American history on racism, slavery, and segregation, trying to limit voting rights, even though there were no problems, penalizing school boards who protect the children from COVID-19 by requiring masks, allowing people to use deadly force with their automobiles at demonstrations to block traffic. That's a law that's been passed, and against support of refugees coming into Florida from foreign nations.
Wow.
I mean, these are things that are really outrageous, you know?
Yeah, well, I didn't know they had, you're allowed to run somebody over with your car legally?
That's what they're saying if somebody's involved in a demonstration, but of course people involved in demonstrations against COVID, that's all right. But if you're out to, you know, government, if it's Black Lives Matter or anybody else promoting basic civil rights of people, the law it sets it up that you can go ahead and if you need to, you know, you can knock someone over and you hit them and you can claim that they're breaking the law. But actually, you're breaking the law. Nobody should ever be given the authority to be able to run anybody down no matter what they represent in viewpoint, you know?
Yeah. Now, I just don't understand. I have a lot of friends who are very religious, and I was relatively religious when I was younger, and how you can justify all the stances that so many of these highly religious, quote-unquote, people are taking that are anti-people.
Hypocrites, that's what it is.
Well,
people overly religious, many of them, not all, are hypocrites, whether they're Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, or Christian, or Catholic. You know, Catholics, of course. By the way, that's another thing. People seem to tell me, I'm a Christian. You know, Catholics are not Christians. What are you talking about? The Catholic Church is the beginning of Christianity. These people don't even know their own history.
I really irritate people when I tell people I'm a Christian atheist.
Well, I've never heard that term before. I mean, you told me, but I've never heard it before you said it.
Well, I do believe in abiding by what Jesus said in the New Testament. I really do.
He'd be a liberal Democrat.
He would definitely be. He might even be a socialist.
And also, he had a beard. A lot of these people don't like people with beards. They think of them as hippies. You could call Jesus a hippie.
Well, if they'd see the picture that I've occasionally posted on our blog, or on our page, with me when I was racing sailboats, my hair was down on my shoulders, so...
Oh, my gosh, boy. You have all kinds of wonderful photographs, don't you?
I have photographs. Well, I took all these photographs. When I was writing my memoir, I looked up all my old photographs. I have photographs of me when I was three or four, and all the way
up to... You're interested to see them if you ever wanted to post them or send them.
Well, I've been trying to post them on our, you know, on our announcement of our show.
Like today's, I love the picture, yeah.
Isn't that a neat picture?
The post others included the long hair one.
Yeah, that one definitely didn't have long hair, but I was supposed to...
No, I'm talking about the one you're talking about, yeah.
I have posted that on there, but
I didn't see it.
I will have to do that again next
week. Do you keep them on the website, or you just take them off?
No, I post them and just leave them there.
Oh, I haven't noticed them, so actually, I guess I can see what... I never looked at your photos, okay. Yeah.
The lady standing next to me, her name was Susan Smith. She passed away very young.
What happened?
And her... She had some sort of illness and died.
And she was on like 20 there, huh?
Late teens.
Gosh.
And she was a pretty lady, a lovely lady. And her mother lived till she was, I think she died about a year ago, and she was in her late 90s. She was a good friend of my mother-in-law.
Did she have children?
Susan was her only child.
Oh, so she lost her only child?
And Harriet Rex Smith, if you ever see her paintings, she is a terrific classical, well, she does both.
The mother was a great painter.
The mother, great painter. And I have one
of her. She had only one child and lost her, like, 50 years ago or 40 years ago.
Yeah, quite a while ago, yeah.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah. Did her husband live on a long time?
I don't know much about her husband. The gentleman that was one of the guys that was in my folk trio, Joe, he knew them, and Joe might be listening right now, as a matter of fact, because he said he was going to listen today. Joe was close friends of hers.
That's so sad. Well, I know people who I went to school with who died young, too, yeah, I mean, and you always wonder, why, and then as you yourself age, you say, why am I still here?
Yeah,
you
know? Well, now, I was talking about Joe, and Joe's mother died early, and she was in the Manhattan Project. What do you think she died of? Cancer.
Ooh, nuclear.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Atomic energy. Oh, my God.
I'm not sure anybody has ever proved that was the reason, but I remember, and I think Joe kind of harbors a grudge about that.
How old was Joe when this happened?
Oh, very young. I would guess he was 18.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I didn't go to her funeral, but I think it was around the time that I was living real close to her.
So she was just a staff person involved with the Manhattan Project?
No, she was a scientist involved.
The mother was a scientist?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, and the father lived on, I assume?
For a while. I don't remember when his...
Oh, my God. Who knows? Maybe by being exposed, maybe she exposed, you know, her husband. I mean, I don't know. I guess you never know what you're doing that you could cause trouble down the road. Oh, that's sad.
All right. Well, we haven't touched on everything yet. I thought it was terrific that the Sandy Hook family won that political thing against Remington. I did not know Remington is out of business.
Yes.
I didn't know that. And were they forced out of business because of this?
I don't know, but honestly, I know this sounds crazy. In my mind, the only people that need firearms are the military, the police, and people that are totally shown to be sane. And of course, anybody could crack that, you know, could break down. But it should be really tough to be able to purchase any firearms. So the firearm business would be a lot smaller if we only had people who we could, you know, who we knew could be safe to have it, other than the military and police. But of course, that's not going to happen. But it's an evil thing how much death is promoted by the firearms industry. The same as tobacco. I wear it without rolled tobacco, but you can't do that, you know.
Yeah. Well, now I noticed this morning that people in Ukraine are practicing their firearm skills.
Yes. They are determined to do whatever they can. And again, my ancestors came from Ukraine, and I don't know if anybody who lives there was related, but I just hope that Putin backs off, and I tend to think we'll see by next week. I have a feeling Biden's going to win this one, although he'll save face in some way, I'm sure, Putin.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think Biden has been wonderful on this, and it definitely helps his image that he's not over the hill yet, yeah?
Well, now, you know, that adds credence to the people who are saying that all people should be able to bear arms. What would happen if somebody came into the United States and we...
But it's still up to the military to do that, and police. It's not up to all of us to go around shooting each other. And the more people have weapons in the household, the more likely that there's going to be a disaster. It happens all the time.
Yeah, suicide and accidents kill more people.
Yes, especially children get to it.
Yeah.
But even if you get angry, but you should have something you can kill people with if you're angry.
Yeah, in Ohio, you can go into a bar with a gun.
That's insane, and that goes on in Florida, too, and elsewhere. That is totally insane, and, you know, but... Obviously, the Republican Party and conservatives don't care about life, except if it's a fetus.
Or their own.
Or their own, yeah.
Now, when you and I were young kids, the only way you really could take a gun out in public is if you were a hunter, you were allowed to have a gun in your vehicle, but it had to be on the back window. It had to be hung up so that the police could see it. It seems natural to me that people should be able to do that, but no further.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know why we allow people to carry guns into bars.
And too many people have access to guns that are mentally deranged or have emotional issues, and it's scary as hell, you know?
Yeah. Every time, we have a lot of young men in this town that like to race their cars around and squeal their tires and rev them, you know, they like to
rev. That's one thing. Even that's dangerous, but that's different, yeah.
Yeah, but I suspect that most of those kids have guns, and they're telling everybody how tough they are because they have them. But I've taken my 8-hour class in gun safety. Yeah, that's going to change a lot. If you go into a bar, get drunk, you're going to really remember all that gun safety.
Yeah. Meanwhile, every day there's so many tragedies of people being killed by firearms, including domestic disturbances. It's just unbelievable, you know.
Well, I'm sure I told you about my cousins who tried to get out of a hole he had fallen in while he was out hunting and blew his head off because...
No! Oh, gosh, who was this?
Oh, a long time ago. A very long time.
He had a gun on him and he was trying to get out of a hole?
They were hunting and he slipped into a hole and he dug the butt of the rifle into the ground to give him a purchase, and it went off and shot him in the head. So.
Oh my God! He was a young man. Huh?
Yeah, very young. Yeah, probably in his 20s.
This is long ago.
Yeah, and he really wasn't my first cousin. He was my
terrible
cousin. But yeah,
so much, and yet you don't see anybody in the firearms industry worrying about that. All they care about is damn profit. Everything is money, money, money.
Well, and I think that's what the lawsuit against Remington basically was alleging, is that they were doing it. They were trying to get young men to get those guns by their advertising.
Yes.
And it had nothing to do with true hunting or even
safety. Male ego being promoted, yes.
Yeah. All right, what are we going to do about Russian Olympic people?
I don't know. This young lady,
it goes on forever.
As though she should not have been allowed, I gather, because of the drugs she had in her body to compete. She's very talented.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a double standard compared to that other case that happened in Tokyo with somebody, I think a U.S., an African-American female that was not allowed to participate. And she's complaining, saying, why the difference? And there really should be no difference.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I think that's
apparently,
it's a shame because this young lady is really talented.
Yeah.
And she's going to win, but she may not be able... She'll win, but she won't win because there won't be a ceremony, and who knows what will happen down the road. It might be taken away from her.
Yeah. Now, apparently, there was a third heart medicine that was found in her bloodstream last night, and that even makes it worse. But she claims it was medicine that was her grandfather's.
Yeah, what? How in the world do you get your grandfather's medicine?
And why? Why would you want to?
I don't understand that.
You want to get old that quickly? She's 15.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't know what to make of it, but she certainly is a very talented skater, no question about it.
Oh, yeah. She has She has flexibility that is beyond belief. My wife was a...
Well, she's young.
That's true. But she was a dancer. My wife was a dancer when she was young.
Oh, boy, you have an interesting family.
We couldn't get anything right. But
you were an actor, she was a dancer.
Yeah. And then she became a social worker, and I became
Well, you've had a varied career. You have an autobiography. You need to publish it. You do, you know?
There's too many dirty...
photographs.
Too many dirty parts in it. I can't do that. But anyway, she says that she has never seen... she watches dancers a lot, my wife. She says she's never seen a woman that was that flexible. I suppose that does have something to do with being 15 years old, but...
Well, there's been others of that age, too, but apparently she's a real star, but the drug issue is a problem, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I almost forgot to ask you, what do you think the truckers accomplished by that thing up in Canada? Did they accomplish anything? Were they trying to accomplish anything?
I think they show themselves to be morons, I hate to say it, and they ended up having to cave in, and meanwhile, it revealed to us just how mean-spirited and uncaring Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are, because they're the ones who really stood out, that they were rallying them on, you know, and I'm thinking, what kind of people, and you want to be president, or you ran for president, and you really believe this?
Yeah, and it was such a tiny percent of the truckers that supported that. I mean, it was less, you know, it was a tiny percent. Not very many truckers supported that. And even the Canadian Truckers Federation was against it. And I don't know. I couldn't see anything positive that came out of that.
No, but meanwhile, these people, these two senators, don't care about how bad they look. It amazes me that their ego is such, they just don't get it, how horrible they look.
Yeah, do you think that'll ever come back where at least the Republican politicians right now don't seem to care what their public
image is? No, they don't care. I mean, it's not just those two on that issue, yes, but there's so many others in the Senate and even in the House in the Republican Party that have no shame, and they don't care how they look, and they don't care what people think of them, and they really think they're going to be elected, you know, to a higher office. Like, it's one thing they might get their seats back because people don't seem to know what's going on, but the thought that any of these people could really be president, but after Trump, we realize it could happen again with somebody else, like Ron DeSantis.
Well, maybe,
but I think it's very scary.
Maybe Putin is helping him out. How do you, I don't know.
Well, I mean, mind you that in 16, Kevin McCarthy was saying something about Russia, and Paul Ryan just speaking said, shh. So I think there was some collusion, not just Trump, but I think the Republicans, a lot of them, I think, have colluded indirectly. I don't know how much, we don't know. It would be very hard to prove, but I think that they are not the Republicans of the 1950s of Joseph McCarthy, Richard Nixon, and people like that who were very anti-Soviet. There's too much pro-Russian sentiment. Too many of these people are saying, including on Fox News, that why not let them have control of their neighbors? You know, I can't believe people are saying that.
I can't either.
Ukraine should be part of Russia.
Yeah.
It's just mind-blowing. How can they feel that way, you know?
Canada and Mexico should be part of the United States, I suppose.
I'm glad that we have a good neighbor to our north, and to have two people like Paul and Cruz trash Canada on that. And of course, he's born in Canada, Ted Cruz, I remind you, you know.
Yeah,
it's just mind-blowing, you know, and these people have no shame.
Yeah, they don't, and I don't know that we'll be able to ever talk them into having any shame, but... I think things may be slowly but surely creeping back to the middle, maybe a little, I don't know.
Well, I think some of the supporters of Trump are backing away. That's the good thing. I think we've almost run out of time now, haven't we?
Yeah, we're down to our last 50 seconds. So what you got to tell me that we can't do without?
Oh, I don't know about that. That's quite an order. I would just say I wrote this week and Adam Lepp liked it, I wanted to point out.
Yeah.
Possibility that neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden will be on presidential ballot in 2024. There is a possibility that we will have different people running, you know, and he liked it, you know, he wrote on Facebook, he liked that, you know, and he commended the article, so I think there certainly is a possibility of that.
Everybody should read it, right?
Yes, on the progressiveprofessor.com. Yes, you're right.
Right.
Thanks so much. Okay. Again, had a great time. We'll talk next week, right?
Hopefully the phone way better next time.
Yes, I hope so. Be easy with the phone. Thanks.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Feynman, everybody. And please join me again tomorrow.
You're listening to WDH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee.